After a moment, Leia said, "We should certainly count ourselves fortunate they didn't succeed." She stepped around the console and began to study the tactical display. "But I can't help thinking of the passengers, all of those students and their families. Do we know for sure they were aboard?"
"Yeah, we do," Hans said. 718 was just ahead of us when we launched, and it wasn't far behind when we landed. The Sith didn't have time to offload 300 prisoners, even if they had wanted to."
Cam nodded.
"My guess is the whole blast boat attack was designed to cut a transport out of the convoy and conceal a bomb on it," he said. "Still, there were over 24 students aboard who were old enough to put up a fight. The Sith would have needed a sizable force to capture their target so quickly, and we don't actually know who died on that Sharmak."
"Right. The bomb might have been Plan B."
Han paused and glanced in Alana's direction, then apparently decided there was no need to spell out the possible alternative, that the Sith's Plan A had been to land an elite boarding company and capture the Dragon Queen II for their navy. He turned to Tenel Ka and said,
"It wouldn't hurt to have someone check along 718's trajectory to see what they find."
"Are you trying to be clever again?"
Alana asked, looking at Han.
"Because I know what you're saying, that they might have dumped the passengers out in airlock."
"It's certainly worth checking," Tenel Ka said.
She nodded to her cousin.
"Trista will see to it."
Trista acknowledged the order with a quick nod and began to speak into her throat mic. When Tenel Ka turned back to her daughter, she found Alana looking more worried than ever.
"There's nothing to fear," Tenel Ka said. "That Sharmak was never going to come aboard. That's why we have royal protocol."
"I'm not worrying about us,"
Alana said.
"It's the Barabels. The Sith just killed almost 30 Jedi and their families, and pretty soon they're going to kill Tesser and his..."
Her eyes went wide, and she ended the sentence without finishing the thought. Instead, she turned toward Leia.
"Does Master Sabatine understand about my vision?"
Leia's expression grew apologetic, and she shook her head.
"I don't think so. She seemed to be, well, hunting. And when I tried to make her think of Tesser, she just withdrew. I was trying to reach her again when..."
She finished with a glance toward the console, then added,
"I don't think it's going to work."
"It doesn't sound like it,"
Alana agreed. Her face grew serious. Then she said,
"I guess I have to do this myself."
Leia's brow rose.
"Do what yourself?"
"Go to Coruscant,"
Alana said simply. She turned to Han.
"How soon can you have the Falcon repaired?"
Han scowled.
"Never if you're expecting to fly to Coruscant in it," he said. "Haven't you heard? The place is crawling with Sith."
"We won't be there long,"
Alana said.
"All you need to do is find Barv. He can warn Tesser."
Han looked relieved.
"Why didn't you say so? I can find Barv. What's the message?"
"That I need to speak to him,"
Alana said.
"Aboard the Falcon."
Han shook his head.
"No way," he said. "You're wasting your breath, kid. The message or nothing.